this is, I really, 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 really like you. A Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens fanfic, written by Not Case Pollard and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairings Finn Rey, Poe Dameron, Finn Rey, with additional tags for pining, fluff, friends to lovers.
Rey and Finn are both terrible at this. This whole flirting thing? Poe Dameron, literal cinnamon roll.
When Finn wakes up, Rey is gone, but someone's still holding his hand.
Rey,
he says, reflexively, turns his head, squints against the light.
Sorry, Poe says, sounding genuinely sympathetic. Your girl had to go on a quest to track down the missing Skywalker. She'll be back, I promise. Just a couple of days, General Organa said. In the meantime, you get me.
It seems like a fair arrangement, Finn thinks. Poe's hand is larger than Rey's, very warm, calloused along the palm.
Okay,
he says, closes his eyes, lets himself fall asleep again. The next time he wakes up, Poe's asleep in the chair next to him, his jacket, their jacket, slung over his shoulders like a blanket. Finn looks at his sleeping face, the curve of his jaw, and thinks, oh.
Rey doesn't get back in just a couple of days, but she does return after 2 weeks have gone by, and Finn insists on being out of the infirmary to greet her, even though the medical droid cheeps and whirs disapprovingly. Look, Poe says in the end, I'll take care of him, okay? I'll bring him straight back if anything's wrong. And that seems to be enough that Finn can escape, Poe's arm wrapped very gently around his shoulders. The Millennium Falcon pulls into the landing bay, the air shimmering with its approach, and Finn feels something tight in his chest as he waits for Rey to step out. When she does, and she sees him standing, she smiles brilliantly, bright as the Jakku sun, and Finn breaks into a grin too, tries to run over to her, feels his back twinge. He has to wait instead, impatient and nervous, until she reaches them. Finn, she breathes. Finn! And throws her arms around him, hugs him with force enough that he winces.
Hey, Poe interjects. Watch the merchandise, he's fragile.
And Rey pulls back faster than Finn would like.
Oh, he realizes. Rey, this is Poe. Poe Dameron. Poe, Rey.
He named me, he doesn't say. And she saved me, he doesn't mention. But he thinks they can probably see it anyway.
The pilot, right? The one who flew the TIE? Rey asks, looks Poe up and down. And Poe just grins easily, flashes Rey a glance that Finn doesn't quite recognize.
I heard you're a pretty good pilot yourself, he says. You'll have to get me co-piloting her sometime, if you're interested.
I'll have to check with Chewie, Rey says a little hesitantly, and then smiles, something that turns into a smirk halfway through.
But if you let me in the cockpit of your X-Wing, I'll see what I can do. It's a deal,
Poe says, shakes her hand, flashes her another grin, and Finn, watching them both,
realizes he's totally fucked. It would be just Finn's luck to fall irretrievably for a probably a Jedi hero of the moment and the most beautiful pilot of the Resistance, and then, inevitably, to watch them fall for each other, Finn thinks bleakly over dinner. Rey and Poe are still talking, piloting. Rey using bread and her bowl of stew and her spoon to illustrate the maneuver she'd pulled on Jakku, and Finn sighs. Eats his bread. Tries not to pine.
Feeling okay, Finn?
Poe says with concern, touching his shoulder.
And he nods, gives them what he hopes is a cheerful smile.
Just tired, he admits. But I'm fine, really. Did you find Luke Skywalker?
Yes, Rey says quietly. Yes, I'm going to start training with him in the morning.
She pauses, crams a bite of stew into her mouth, glances at Finn.
I told him, she says, swallows her mouthful, and starts again more clearly. I told him you're Force-sensitive, maybe. He wondered if you'd like to train, too.
Really? He says, genuinely excited now. Yes!
I'll tell him you're interested, she says, finishes her stew, stands up. I want to go check on the Falcon. Something's not quite right in the thrusters. I'll find you in the morning. See you around, Poe. She touches Finn on the shoulder as she leaves. And Finn tries not to sigh after her.
Wow, Poe says, gazes at Rey's departing back. Wow.
Yeah, Finn thinks, looking surreptitiously at Poe.
Wow.
And BB-8 makes a series of beeps that sound like it's agreeing. He tries very hard not to be awkward around Rey, and at first it's difficult, but after she's smacked him to the floor in saber training for the fifth time, he feels himself relax, settles into the rhythm of friendship they'd begun to work out. Having Rey as a friend is good, is great, in no small part because now at least he's not the only new addition to the Resistance base. They get lost a lot in corridors. BB-8 appears to have unequivocally adopted Rey, and eventually follows them around like an Andorian chicken clucking at their heels, chirping approval when they take the right set of turns to the mess hall.
Do you miss it? Finn asks Rey eventually, sitting on the narrow bunk of her bed. And she rolls over, props herself up on her elbows, raises one eyebrow.
Miss it? She asks. And he tilts his head, frowns a little.
Jakku, he says, reaches out, touches the old helmet she'd returned to Jakku to collect.
Do I miss living in an old AT-AT, scavenging for parts to earn enough to eat each day, waiting for a family that was never going to return? Rey says pointedly. And Finn winces, because sometimes Rey's bluntness is a little painful.
No, she says, softer. The sand, Finn, and I can drink as much water here as I like. But the warmth, sometimes. I miss that. Dakar's warm in a different way than Jakku. And the sun. I miss that.
I miss my unit, sometimes,
Finn tells her. Honesty in exchange for honesty.
Having all these feelings, being an individual, it's exhausting. I have to make so many choices.
Rey glances up at him, leans her cheek against his knee. And Finn feels like having feelings and being an individual might also be the best thing in the universe. He thinks he might have successfully hidden his feelings. He's friends with Rey, and it's great, it's nice. And Poe is still the most caring person in the system. And Finn's life is not so very terrible, even though his two friends continue to be painfully attractive at each other. They eat with Poe sometimes at meals when he's not out on mission. And it's not like Finn doesn't have practice maintaining a poker face.
The stormtrooper mask, he thinks, might actually come in useful for the first time ever.
It turns out he's so, so wrong.
So, Rey says,
flopping down onto the lake shore one afternoon when they've finished training. BB-8 says you want to kiss me.
What?
Finn squawks.
That's not true, and also a lie, and...
BB-8 trills an indignant-sounding set of beeps.
Ray rolls her eyes.
BB-8 says you also want to kiss Poe, she continues. And Finn stares at her. He says.
Discovers he's all out of ideas.
I mean, Ray says carefully, that
we could do that. I'd like that.
She looks down, brushes sand off the knees of her leggings. And Finn blinks for what feels like at least an hour.
You would?
He gets out at the end of it. And then closes his eyes. Thinks,
Finn, you idiot.
Ray laughs, shifts a little closer against him.
Yeah, she says. I would.
Can we do that?
Finn asks.
I mean, the three of us?
And Ray sets her jaw, gives him a determined look.
I don't see why not, she shrugs,
leans in very intently.
Oh, he says awkwardly. Do you want to,
Well, Ray says,
it'd probably be good to get practice, right? Poe probably has experience.
Finn thinks about it a little.
Poe probably does have experience. Probably knows how to kiss to make someone weak in the knees. He's got that sort of look about him.
Yeah, he agrees. I guess so.
And then Ray's gaze flicks to his mouth and back to his eyes, and Finn feels a rush of desire that makes him a little dizzy.
Yeah,
he says again, and leans in to meet her lips. They're warm against his, sweet like the juice of the fruit she's been eating. And Finn thinks he could try kissing Ray for a long, long time.
It turns out they need a lot of practice. Or maybe they just want a lot of practice.
Ray straddles Finn's hips in their bunk, presses him down into the mattress, kisses him hard and careful and intent for hours at a time. When she moves her mouth from his lips to trace down his jaw, down the line of his neck, Finn wonders sometimes, breathlessly, whether she's using force tricks. In the mess hall, they lean against each other unconsciously, brush hands and press their thighs together, eat their meals in a daze of skin lust and feelings.
In short, their practice is going extremely well.
Their mutual crush on Poe, however, hasn't progressed at all.
He's too perfect,
Ray groans one day, as Finn joins her for lunch, and she actually rests her head on the table in despair.
His hair, Finn, my God, have you seen it?
His hair, Finn agrees, and his smile, and just... He hugged me yesterday. Again.
He passes Ray his bread roll, and she takes it absentmindedly, tears off a bite, and then hesitates.
You can't just give me your food, she argues. Here, take it back.
No, Finn says. Take it. Honestly, Ray, you're hungrier than I am. You've been training harder.
But you're still recovering, she says, shoves the roll at his plate.
He shoves back. And then someone settles opposite them, drops a bread roll on each of their plates, and they look up in unison at Poe Dameron's stupid perfect face.
How are my two favorite people?
He asks them cheerfully. Smiles in a way that is so warm and earnest and gorgeous that Finn thinks he might actually start crying.
I brought you some extra bread.
I heard you were training hard.
Ray drops the bread roll she is still holding, and it falls into Finn's root stew with a gloopy splash.
Smooth, Finn thinks.
And they've been doing enough force training that Ray catches the thought, winces a little.
We're doomed, he says later, with more honesty than hopefulness.
And Ray drags the covers over her head, hides her face against his chest.
Maybe he just doesn't like us like that,
Ray suggests, her staff smacking against Finn's.
No, Finn says. No, I'm fairly sure he likes you like that. I've seen the way he looks at you. It's all hearts in his eyes and stuff.
He recognizes it because it's the way he looks at Ray. Always has, he thinks. And loses track of her movements, takes a blow to the shoulder.
I'm fairly sure he looks at you like that,
Ray counters. Didn't you say he sat with you the entire time I was away?
Yeah, Finn remembers. Feels warm thinking about it. Yeah, he did. Maybe he's changed his mind. Or maybe that's what you do for friends.
Maybe he's married, Ray says gloomily. Blocks his thrust very perfunctorily.
Maybe he's got a perfect family back on Yavin 4 and he's just being friendly.
He called me buddy this morning, Finn offers. What does that even mean?
He gave you his jacket, Ray says. I'm pretty sure that means something.
Less chat, more training, Master Skywalker chides them. And both Ray and Finn flush dark with embarrassment.
We could just be honest,
Finn says to Ray, as they're crossing the base to go and sit at the edge and look out into the jungle. And she gives him a very eloquent look.
Who's being honest about what now?
Poe asks, coming up behind them from out of crifting nowhere to drape his arms over both their shoulders. Finn jumps.
Oh, he says.
Poe, Ray covers. If you're still interested in going for a fly in the Falcon with me, talk to Chewie. He thinks it'd be all right, so long as you treat her nice.
I'm always nice, Poe smiles. That's great, Ray. I can't wait. Hey, Finn, buddy, you mended the jacket.
Yeah, Finn stutters. I hope I did an okay job. Poe traces his fingers thoughtfully down the hole that Finn's carefully patched up with scrap leather. Bites his lip a little. Finn tries very hard not to feel Poe's fingers pressing easy and gentle against his spine.
Still looks good on you, he says.
And Ray makes a noise that sounds like something halfway between a laugh and a cough.
Anyway, Poe says,
and Finn wonders whether it sounds regretful.
I've gotta go. Mission stuff. I'll see you both later, yeah? You'll be around for dinner?
Of course they'll be around for dinner. They'd be around for putting their faces on Poe Dameron's dreamy perfect face if either of them could ever say it.
I told you,
Finn says, staring morosely out at the dense tangle of jungle.
We should just be honest.
By we? You really mean me, right? Ray asks, and Finn nods, because of the two of them, at least Ray is likely to get the words out without tripping over every second syllable. Dinner that night is exactly the same as dinner every other night in the Resistance Mess Hall. Finn and Ray eat, and try not to gaze too wistfully at Poe, and make whatever conversation they can, and then flee to their quarters where at least they can lie in a bunk together and cry about their failures at relationships. This time, though, there's a knock at the door a little later, and when Ray says,
come in, hands open, It's to Poe, rubbing the back of his neck and looking a little nervous.
Look, he says, I'm just gonna... BB-8 said you want to kiss me, and I just wanted to see whether that was true.
It's the awkwardest thing they've ever heard Poe say. Both of them turn their faces accusingly towards BB-8, who's sitting in the corner looking unashamed. I thought we were friends, Rey tells it. And it whirs, blinks its lights, chirps loudly.
Oh.
Oh!
What did it say?
Finn demands, glances up at Poe.
There's not much room, but feel free to sit down.
Poe laughs, sits down next to them on the bed, and Rey touches Finn's hand.
BB-8 said we were a thing, she explains.
And Finn blinks, confused.
We are a thing, he says, because it's obvious.
No, I mean BB-8 said we were a thing, she says, sounding frustrated. And Finn looks from her to Poe, suddenly realizes.
Oh, he says. You thought that we... I thought, Poe agrees. Was I wrong?
Relationships don't have to be just two people, Rey says. And Poe actually blushes, looks a little shy.
No, he says. They don't.
Rey is the one who makes the first move. Because of course she is. And she climbs into Poe's lap, kisses him hard enough that when she pulls away, he looks a little dazed.
I, he says, blinks a few times.
Wow.
We've been practicing, Rey tells him smugly. And Finn cracks up, laughs and laughs,
until suddenly Poe's hand is on his face, and he's being pulled in for a kiss of his own. If kissing Rey is all dazzling intensity, kissing Poe is gentle and easy and warm. And Finn sinks into it until he can't tell where one of them ends and the next begins. Wonders at his own luck.
BB-8 beeps very firmly and rolls out of the room. And Finn thinks, yeah, buddy, you don't want to stay for this.
The end. Ah, Biznets. With credit to that one Tumblr post, which is, well, everyone on the base hates Poe Dameron and his stupid dreamy face. # he called me buddy. # what are we?